Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, California, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. We have been exploring this month the evolution of understanding, the realization of what the science of mind, related to science, teaches. It is the basic principle of all New Thought teaching. We've explored the thing itself, which is the realization of what it is we're working with, the power that is everywhere at once. It is what it is, no matter what we call it. Because in the realization, if it's done unto us as we believe, we realize very clearly that everyone is daily meeting the God they believe in. Our challenge is to allow ourselves to think as the great thought, to see as they saw and realize that we're dealing with an infinite power that does not have an opposite. It is forever expressing itself, and when we allow it to be everything we are in our life, we begin to realize that this infinite power cannot say no to us. It is always saying yes, therefore the responsibility of what it says yes to lies within its individualization, which is you and me. We've explored this month how it works. We've explored what it does, and this morning we're going to delve into the understanding of how to use it, for the greatest benefit to yourself and the world around you. Dr. Ernest Holmes says in the chapter What It Does, in the Science of Mind textbook, one of the great difficulties of the new order of thought is that we are likely to indulge too much in theory and too little practice. As a matter of fact, we only know as much as we can prove by actual demonstration. That which we cannot prove may or may not be true, but that which we can prove certainly must be and is the truth. Of course, the theory of any scientific principle goes beyond its application. At any given stage of the unfoldment of that principle and the evolution of its accomplishment, if this were not true, there would be no progress in any science. The sciences are objectively real to us only insofar as we demonstrate them, and until demonstrated, they are substantial as so far as practical results are concerned. If there is any field of research where the practical application is necessary, it is in the metaphysical field, the reason being that the principle of metaphysics seems less tangible to the average person than does the principle of other sciences. As a matter of fact, all principles are as intelligible, but the world at large has not yet come to consider the principle of mental practice in the same light that it considers other principles of life and action. Its apparent intelligibility is lessened whenever and wherever anyone actually demonstrates the supremacy of spiritual thought force over apparent material resistance. What a great way to start this chapter. You see, my friends, mind is what matters. The science of mind involves the knowledge of how to use creative intelligence to do what? To achieve desired good. So think about your life today and look at it. Look at it clearly from the point of divine urge, the desire to be more, do more, express more, to be healthier, happier, wealthier, to express more of your talent, more of your creativity. Dr. Ernest Holmes said in a lesson he was sharing with the clergy of religious science that we are fourth-dimensional beings having a third-dimensional experience. We are spirit having a human experience. He said the fourth dimension is just the intelligence in which things happen. Now, that's an interesting idea. If you think about it, you become what you think about. This the great thinkers have known and have shared by way of their lessons, both East and West. You see, the experience of understanding the truth of yourself lies within any application of mental science in your own life, and then to be aware that the study of mental science will eventually lead you to the awareness of spiritual awakening, spiritual science, to think from that which you know, to think as it thinks. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that there is a science of mind and spirit because there is a principle of mind and spirit. Now, what does this mean? It means when a principle in nature is recognized, some practical use for that principle will eventually be found and means will be devised to put it into practice. Now, we look at the discovery of electricity and how to harness it, and we go from that point to now, and we realize that the application of electricity now is far beyond where it was when it was first evaluated and discovered. There's probably never been a time when the civilized experience of the human being has not recognized a relationship between body, mind, and soul. Body, mind, and soul, or let's move it forward and put it in the right order. Mind, soul, body. Thought, the law of thought, and the event the thought creates. Your world, my friends, is thick thought. It's your thick thought if it's your world. We can look at psychosomatic medicine, and we begin to realize that, as any good doctor will tell you, your greatest healing power in your life is your mental attitude about yourself and your world and your body and everything you're involved in. Mental healing goes a step further than this. We call it spiritual mind healing in religious science. It provides a technique for using the power of conscious thought to change and to improve the physical, the psychological, and the emotional states that we are involved in. The science of mind teaches the principle that all creation is from idea to form, from concept to event. Mind is where everything comes from. And everything happens in mind first. Thoughts are the form that mind takes. Body is the form that thought takes. Listen to that again. Thoughts are the form that mind takes. Body is the form that thought takes. We are told in Philippians 2:5, let the mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, not to sit around thinking about Jesus, but to discover how Jesus thought. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 334 of the Science of Mind textbook, the mystics have taught that there is but one ultimate reality, and that this reality is here now if we could but see it. So we have a challenge. If we let go and make a choice to let God, infinite intelligence, divine love, whatever you want to call it, be everywhere in our life, we begin to understand the truth of ourself and move forward from that truth. People are constantly running around trying to manipulate effects to change their life. As I said in the beginning, if you want a new answer, change the equation. Most people refuse to change the equation and just sit around praying to some deity outside of themselves, please God, make 2 + 2 = 5. Well, if you want 5, change the equation. You see, your breath is the very life of God within you. Your lungs are the instrument for the expression of your breath, and your thought is the instrument for the expression of your idea coming into form. First, your idea of you. What is your idea of you? Because whatever it is, that's as far as you can think. If you can affirm today, every breath I take is a healing breath, and you allow yourself to know that you are moving forward with the energy of light, infinite life, through your bloodstream into every part of your body, that every cell of your body is responding by doing what? By the recognition of divine life as your body. So, if you choose to breathe with ease today, breathe with ease in the consciousness of joy. Breathe with ease in the consciousness of the presence of living love, the living love of God that is with you and that is alive within you every moment of every day. We have a challenge every day of our life, and that is to wake up to a greater idea of ourselves. We have a challenge to meet that idea with love and to know that it's good enough to be true. What we're looking for, we're looking with. And there's no exception to this. You see, when we wake up and know we know that the beautiful is forever right with us, doing what it knows how to do, which we are told with God all things are possible. This is true, except as Dr. Holmes pointed out, that the principle will not violate its own principle. In other words, you can't make 2 plus 2, 5, but you can change the equation. The science of mind basically is that we grow whatever is within the seed that we plant. And if you don't like what you're growing, dig it up and plant a new seed. You see, peace of mind, peace in action is what we are really discussing and talking about. The peace that is beyond understanding. One of the ways to harness this understanding is to realize you always have choice. There is no such thing as predestination or fate or anything that is deciding for you unless you decide not to decide, and you will usually demonstrate someone else in your life to decide for you or a condition to decide for you. But remember, that was a decision. Choose to choose today. Choose to know that you have choice. Dr. Ernest Holmes, in a lesson he was giving to the practitioners of religious science, pointed out once that there is one law of gravity, but I decide where I shall place myself in it. Now, there's one law of mind, my friends. Where are you placing yourself? At the level of success, at the level of harmony, at the level of peace, at the level of health, at the level of positive unfoldment. Today I do the best I know how to do and let it get better every day of my life. You see, dear, dear friends, there is a special sort of beauty in you as you that knows what to do and how to do it. If you let it out and let it move forward in your life, it will change anything and everything that needs to be changed for the better, for the better. The idea that we can place ourselves anywhere we want in the law of gravity is a concept of simple logic. Well, what if we could understand that the law of mind, that the way we use this principle in our lives as our life, and the way it works is to know that we can allow ourselves at any moment to free ourselves into a new definition of self and a new application of that definition. There is an honest recognition waiting to happen in you. It's a recognition of a natural law that exists, and if you apply it, what you are applying is what anybody anywhere can apply if they wake up to a new idea of self. What some people may not have yet realized is that whatever was true of the great, the good, the wise of the age is also true of them, and it's true of you. What the great have known, you can know. What the great have done, you can do. Realizing this is allowing yourself to move forward at the spiritual level, and allow that understanding to be your theme, to understand that you are special and important in this thing called life, or you wouldn't be here. And whatever you have discovered, there's that much more to discover. Beware of any teaching that is leading you to a teaching. Truth is not truth, my friends, unless it leads you to you and the greatness of yourself, the divinity of yourself. That's what I love about religious science. We affirm the divinity of everyone, everywhere. Dr. Ernest Holmes often suggested in his talks, in his lessons, that if only one person in the world could offer us spiritual truth, then we surely should go in search of that person. But we do not need to search anywhere except where? Within ourselves. Because no great spiritual teacher has said, "Worship me." They have also never said that they were the only experience. What they said was, if you listen to them carefully, there is something within you. You need to find it and be it.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. We have an amazing program planned for Wednesday nights in February based on the book My View of the World by Erwin Schrödinger. Schrödinger was a great physicist, a Nobel Prize winner, in fact. He was also deeply spiritual and mystical. His worldview, which is derived from the Indian writings of the Vedanta, is that there is only a single consciousness of which we are all different aspects. His view is mystical and metaphysical, and I hope you'll join me in a further exploration of this great man and his system of thinking. Every Wednesday evening in February at 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Dr. Ernest Holmes says, "Let each individual immediately and directly, in his own integrity, approach the law that is." Now, there is a law. It's operating through everyone, whether you're a Presbyterian, Buddhist, Baptist, Jew, Islam. Doesn't matter. The power is within all of us. In the Science of Mind, we teach a technique for healing called the spiritual mind treatment. The perfect healing treatment would be one of pure realization. We know this. Pure realization in which God alone would be one's vision, that God alone would be one's thought, one's giving, one's receiving. This is pure realization. The realization that when your vision is released, the manifestation that vision in action is the vision of the desired healing, knowing it is already so. Knowing that if a healing is needed and you begin with pure realization, the healing occurs instantaneously. Such revelations do occur, but more frequently, the individual giving a treatment relies upon an approach called spiritual mind treatment. Now, within this, we can also define it, as Unity does and some others, as argumentation or affirmation and denial. If this is true, this is not true. The approach to spiritual mind treatment entails a certain logical, orderly step-by-step-by-step experience, which is usually spoken out loud, or you can do it silently. The first step is the recognition of God as the one presence, one mind, one power, and one life. The second step is when the individual giving the treatment becomes consciously aware of his own unity with this one perfect life of God, this presence that is within us, as us. It is everything we are. It is that which you're moving from, through, and to. What we need to know is that this truth is true right now. This is the Zen of our teaching. The next step is the third step, and the third step is that which consists of what we call declaration. Declaration that the specific need is met, whatever that need is. That whatever appears to be a problem in our life is now healed. That whatever needs to be corrected is corrected now. This declaration, which affirms the result, that is desired is the experience that gives the treatment a definite purpose. We don't outline. We don't restrict it. We know that our good is good enough to be true, as good or better than anything we could ever imagine. Now, Dr. Holmes said that yesterday's treatment is not good enough for today. Today is your opportunity to give yourself and be a treatment in action. I recommend the Creative Thought magazine, which has a treatment for every day of the month, every day of the year. Science of Mind magazine, a treatment for every day of the year. The wonderful people in Unity have the Daily Word, which is a beautiful magazine that allows you to move forward with an affirmation for every day of the year. Now, this declaration, which affirms again the result of your desire, by knowing that is already so. You don't use treatment to make something happen. You use treatment to describe what is already true in consciousness. And when we affirm it is done, what we are doing is closing the treatment with an expression of thanksgiving, of thanks, of gratitude. Gratitude that the desired healing is gratefully accepted as a present reality. The treatment is then released to the great law of mind that knows what to do and how to do it. Now, if you have, or you know anyone who has, for example, a health challenge in their life, affirm with me and know that God is life, it is whole, it is perfect, it is complete. And that life is your life right now. It is also the life of anyone you know that needs a change for the better as their health. That God's love is not only with you right now, but within the experience of the person you are speaking your word for. And as you speak these words, know that the healing of your body is now the experience that is set in motion. Because what we are affirming is there is nothing to heal in truth. Disease cannot exist where God's perfection is. You see, there is no ultimate reality to disease. The healing process is right now accomplishing whatever it needs to accomplish. It is accomplishing its work within you, within me, within anyone you speak your word for. And now give thanks for your perfect health. Give thanks for it now. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. The word Lord, metaphysically, means law. That there is a law within every one of us that knows what to do and how to do it. Dr. Holmes says on the lesson idea of spiritual mind treatment and healing, we are practicing scientifically when the mind refuses to see the apparent condition and turns to the absolute. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, the chapter, The Law of Creative Power, I say this: what we believe and feel about ourselves and our situation and everything in it has an interesting resemblance to what we experience. Some people may not be aware of their connection between their experience and their belief. The event or experience is objective, while the belief is subjective. Events are visible, and beliefs are invisible. Many people believe that what happens in their daily world of activity happens to them as a result of chance or luck. This, of course, is erroneous thinking. The universe is always functioning by way of its own law, the law of our own belief. And subsequent living only proves the infallibility of this law. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is quoted as saying, "All things are possible to him that believeth." This is an expression of the law of infinite principle in action. This statement is the truth of being for each and every one of us. As we express the creative process of divine life, according to our own belief and faith. Since our lives are either changing for the positive or the negative, it is wise to know that whatever we choose, we can have anything change exclusively for the better. Let us take the all things are possible lesson seriously. Start by believing in your own greatness and have the faith of the law of creative power in a positive and purposeful way. This is how we use this principle, my friends. This is how we use it in the right way, in the right time, for the right things. And today, I would suggest that you let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way this wonderful day. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.